My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
This particular sport, not one of the traditional ones. It is part of track and field.
Yeah.
But not one of those things that a lot of people are versed in. You know, a lot of criminals, you know,
it's not part of high school track, but it is something
it's
that
track.
You get to the collegiate level and international competition.
And I will say this, I'm going to be honest with him. I think he will have an answer for this statement I'm going to make. It's one of those sports that I think a lot of guys, especially big dudes, you know, your bigger guys, probably feel like they can do without learning the techniques and knowing anything about it. I'm just a big guy. I bet I can do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I bet he's heard that a lot.
They would be wrong.
Well, let's find that out.
Fellas, joining us down the waitforit.com hotline. He's on his way to Paris, folks, but he's going to slow down long enough to talk to us out of Kennesaw State. Daniel Hall, he's going as a hammer thrower for the United States. Congratulations, Olympian,
yes,
and welcome to the show.
Congratulations, Daniel.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Am I right in what I said there a minute ago, given the sport that you do, that there's a lot of guys, especially big guys, who just feel like they can just, you know, pick up a hammer and they're going to be pretty good at it?
Oh, yeah. There's a couple guys in the gym I train at that can deadlift, I mean, 1,000 pounds, and they're like, dude, I think I could do that. I was like, dude, it's a lot of technique, you know. There's a lot of technique into it, a lot of biomechanics, but you definitely get that a lot.
So it's like a lot of sports, just because you're bulked up in weight. It's like boxers can't all look like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger. That doesn't mean, just because you got the muscles doesn't mean you're going to knock somebody out.
Yep.
And so how long have you been doing a hammer throw?
So I played football. I was doing kind of the high school football route. And then got a super bad concussion back in 2011. It was my sophomore year of high school. And it was like a double concussion. There was bleeding on the brain. It was just a big mess. And a couple of, you know, the bigger guys on the track team were like, yeah, dude, we throw the shot put. And so I kind of got into that, and then I kind of wanted to go a little further. And then my high school coach introduced me to my club coach in 2011, where he taught me the hammer. So we're going on, 13 years now?
Wow, you got to love that. Not to move on to something else. You know what I mean, Sam? You figure maybe you move in one or the other. But I guess people who do the hammer throw, you really love the hammer throw.
You have to do that, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Spent some time with Daniel Hall. And he's social, by the way. You want to follow him. He's at D_HAUGH, all lowercase. Talk about your competition recently going out there, because I always talk about the Olympic athletes and how they work for 4 years and people basically ignore them, but they expect perfection when this year comes around. You get your shot and you have to go out and time it right, right?
That's right. I mean, this is one of the hardest things in sports, where you have one day, really in track, you only have to be good 2 days a year. In the U.S., you got to be good at Olympic trials and you got to be good at the Olympic Games. So you're talking 2 days every 4 years, you have to be at your absolute best. I mean, the amount of detail that goes into that. I mean, we could be sitting here for hours talking about that. But there's so much that goes into it. And, you know, Olympic trials is, you know, in the U.S., it's a big deal. Team USA is the hardest team in the world to make. Wow. And so you have to go there. You not only have to be ranked top 32 in the world, you have to have the Olympic auto qualification standard. And thankfully, I have the auto queue. I'm ranked 6th or 7th in the world right now. And so then you have to go, once you have those boxes checked in the U.S., now you have to go to Olympic trials and place top 3.
And is it all distance, or is it distance and accuracy? Help me understand this, because, as you said, big guys can pick this thing up and heave it. But the technique of having it land in a certain area, and how long did it take you to master that? I'm going to say master because you're going to the Olympics. You know, the things that you worked on between the last one and this one in Paris.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah, definitely not mastered yet. The prime age for this event is like young, low 30s. And so I'm still fairly young. But yeah, I mean, it took me 9 years to go from brand new to making an Olympic team. And that's still, I mean, that's 9 years dedicating your life to something is a long time. I mean, a lot of people have trouble going to the gym for a month, let alone, you know, 9 years of eat, sleeping, and breathing this through college. And I mean, like you said, every 4 years is kind of when people start caring about it. But, you know, in November of 2023, you're still grinding. And nobody really sees that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you talk about the fact that, you know, I know everyone in Kennesaw State is very proud of you. You competed there, and now you are on the coaching staff there. Just thoughts about coming from that and representing your school as well as representing Georgia in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, KSU, I mean, that's where I train right now. I mean, I've got practice there in an hour, and I'll be training over at KSU. And, you know, Coach Kale is the current head coach. He came in. So I graduated from Alabama, and then I came to KSU to do my master's in my last year of eligibility. And Coach Kale came in that fall of 2018 to 2019. And so him being there, I mean, he's completely turning the program around. And, you know, I'm on staff as a volunteer coach. And just so being able to be around the kids and just raise the expectation and talk about Olympic trials, talk about going to the Olympics, talk about going to World Championships. It just can help elevate the mindset instead of thinking of being a Sun champ. It's like, well, let's think about being NCAA champ. And so I think, you know, Kale's done a great job of that. He's brought on, you know, Coach Mike, who's my personal coach. And just the atmosphere over there in the past 4 years has just drastically changed. And I think you're seeing that in the results of the program.
You know, Sam, again, talking to Daniel Ho, joining Sam and Greg here at Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's because the Olympics only come around every 4 years, and we get to speak to somebody like Daniel, who reminds me of how jealous I am of one of the things that he gets to do. And because there's only a handful of people. It's like being in the Hall of Fame. There's only so many people who have been a part of the opening ceremonies of an Olympics. And to have that as part of your life. I mean, you just can't. I'm not talking about the event that they're there for. Just being a part of that pomp and circumstance is something special to me. And
it's going to be different this year.
Everyone is different.
No, they're not marching in.
Yeah, they're coming in on the love boat.
Yeah.
Right? So we're coming in, you know, a little bit different, though. But just we've talked to a number of Olympians, Daniel, and we want to give you an opportunity to talk about those folks who helped you get to where you are right now. When you're on that boat, part of the Olympics coming down, the opening ceremonies, those people, obviously the family members, but I'm going to give you a second and you just vamp. Are those people that are important to you that got you to where you are?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously my coach, you know, my coach is the one that produced me and you know, preach the mindset of what it takes to be great at something. And so I've been hearing that for the past decade, you know, of what it takes to be great and the lifestyle you have to live. And you know, you got to be different from everybody else. But then it's my parents. I mean, obviously my parents, you know, the amount of sacrifice they give to me is, I mean, you can't even put into words, you know, just missing family events, missing vacation. I mean, I haven't been on a vacation in 10 years, you know.
Wow.
I mean, this is literally my life. And so just for them to understand that and to be cool with that, you know, it's huge. I mean, just the week before Olympic trials, my cousins were in town. And I was like, guys, I have, like, the biggest competition of my life in a week. And, you know, baby cousins, you know, they're 7, 3, 4, 5 years old. And I was like, guys, if we can just – I was trying to be on West Coast time prior to the Olympics. And I was like, I need to sleep till like, 11 a.m., you know, to try and be in West Coast time. I was like, can we just try and keep it down to like, 11? and they did. And it's a lot of small things like that where it's like, I need, like, 15 people to buy in for, like, a weekend of quiet time just so that I can be selfish and get my 8 hours of sleep that I need to recover. You know, and so it's a lot of small things like that to the average guy would sound crazy, but it's those details where you get everybody buying in that makes these special moments happen. And it's 10 years of small things like that. And so it's just, you know, everybody plays such a role in one moment in time, you know.
Wow. It's amazing. This is an amazing story that the life of Olympians live. You had a chance to you compete internationally. Is there a favorite place that you've been to? You're getting ready to go to Paris. There's a favorite place that had a chance to visit and compete?
There were some interesting ones. You know, I went to Doha, Qatar in 2019 for the World Championships. That was my senior year at KSU. My favorite place is probably Switzerland. And I'll be going there actually on Saturday in a week. Hmm. So I'll be going back to Switzerland to compete for like a tune-up meet. And then Coach and I will go into our training camp in Paris for the next 2 weeks. So probably Switzerland for sure. I mean, the mountains there look like a painting. It doesn't look real, you know?
Yeah. I'd say that about Lake Tahoe. It does. It just looks beautiful there. Listen, before we let you go, and all of a sudden I just lost my train of thought here. I wanted to ask him. I got so many questions for this guy. But, Art, here's one. How does Kennesaw State benefit from you being an Olympian, whether it's recruiting or just whatever it is? How is that that school going to benefit from what you're going to be doing in Paris?
You know, man, I'm not 100% sure, to be honest with you. I just try and focus on throwing the ball.
Right.
But, I mean, I think it's got to look good for the program. I think, you know, I know Coach Kale is always excited when KSU gets shout out in moments like these or, you know, on TV when they're talking about Olympic trials. My training partner was NCAA champion for KSU, so we had two guys from Kennesaw State at Olympic trials. And so I think anytime you can kind of get the university shout out, that always helps in recruiting to get better throwers to KSU and help develop the program, really.
You don't get to enjoy this because, you know, your event is track is the last one in the last week of the Olympics.
Yeah.
And you would think some people, when they compete early, then they're throwing with their competition. They get to enjoy the Olympic Village and have fun. You're not going to get
They boot them out, I thought.
This, huh?
I thought they boot them out when you're done.
You know, you get to hang around when you're done. But this is going to be strictly a business trip for you, right?
It is, yeah. I mean, our training camp is we're staying in like an Airbnb. And right now we're supposed to be moving into the village on the 25th, opening ceremonies of the 26th. I compete on August 2nd and August 4th. But honestly, right now, like when you're in the village, it's really stimulating. You know, I mean, you're
yep, that's what we hear.
Olympic champions, Olympic medalists. There's just a lot going on.
Yeah,
there's a lot of media stuff, and so it's like, man, if you can kind of stay out of that as long as you can,
yeah.
and then get into the village a couple days before. Yeah. You really want to? I mean, this is business. You're not going around to different competitions prior to you competing. You know, I mean, you're trying to cross your T's, dot your I's. Make sure everything, you know, like I said, the details you have to ensure are in place to be at your absolute best on the day. There's a lot.
Oh, I think this is a job for him to deputize his little nieces and nephews that are 7, 8 years old. Bring them over there. They'll keep everybody away from him.
He needs sleep. He needs his 8 hours.
Leave him alone. He's sleeping.
Leave him alone. Daniel, we appreciate you spending some
yes,
time
sir.
With us this morning. We really do.
Yeah, and thanks for having me, guys.
We're happy for you and proud of you. And good luck, and let's go bring
yes,
back some hardware.
We will be giving you much love from here. Let's we'll be following it. You, buddy.
Let's do it. Go Team USA.
There you
all
go.
Right,
right. By the way, we need some of that swag, too.
Yeah.
Team USA stuff.
You get some
That's,
stuff.
Man, you know,
yeah, some of it.
Just travel safely, buddy, and do your best over there. Stay safe and healthy.
There were some interesting ones. You know, I went to Doha, Qatar in 2019 for the World Championships. That was my senior year at KSU. My favorite place is probably Switzerland, and I'll be going there actually on Saturday in a week. Hmm. So I'll be going back to Switzerland to compete for like a tune-up meet, and then Coach and I will go into our training camp in Paris for the next 2 weeks. So probably Switzerland for sure. The mountains there look like a painting. It doesn't look real, you know?
Yeah. I'd say that about Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
It does. It just looks beautiful there. Listen, before we let you go, and all of a sudden I just lost my train of thought here. I wanted to ask him. I got so many questions for this guy. But, Art, here's one. How does Kennesaw State benefit from you being an Olympian, whether it's recruiting or just whatever it is? How is that that school going to benefit from what you're going to be doing in Paris?
You know, man, I'm not 100% sure, to be honest with you. I just try and focus on throwing the ball.
Right.
But, I mean, I think it's got to look good for the program. I think, you know, I know Coach Kale is always excited when KSU gets shout out in moments like these or, you know, on TV when they're talking about Olympic trials. My training partner was NCAA champion for KSU, so we had two guys from Kennesaw State at Olympic trials. And so I think anytime you can kind of get the university shout out, that always helps in recruiting to get better throwers to KSU and help develop the program, really.
You don't get to enjoy this because, you know, your event is track is the last one in the last week of the Olympics.
Yeah.
And you would think some people, when they compete early, then they're throwing with their competition. They get to enjoy the Olympic Village and have fun. You're not going to get
They boot them out, I thought.
This, huh?
I
no.
thought they boot them out when you're done.
You know, you get to hang around
okay,
when you're done. But you, this is going to be strictly a business trip for you, right?
It is, yeah. I mean, our training camp is we're staying in like an Airbnb. And right now we're supposed to be moving into the village on the 25th, opening ceremonies of the 26th. I compete on August 2nd and August 4th. But honestly, right now, like when you're in the village, it's really stimulating. You know, I mean, you're
yep, that's what we hear.
Olympic champions, Olympic medalists. There's just a lot going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of media stuff. And so it's like, man, if you can kind of stay out of that as long as you can,
yeah.
and then get into the village a couple of days before, yeah. you really want to, I mean, this is business. You're not going around to different competitions prior to you competing. You know, I mean, you're trying to cross your T's, dot your I's, make sure everything, you know, like I said, the details you have to ensure are in place to be at your absolute best on the day. There's a lot.
Oh, I think this is a job for him to deputize his little nieces and nephews that are 7, 8 years old. Bring them over there. They'll keep everybody away from him.
He needs sleep. He needs his 8 hours.
Leave him alone. He's sleeping.
Leave him alone. Daniel, we appreciate you spending some
yes,
time
sir.
With us this morning. We really do.
Yeah, and thanks for having me, guys.
We're happy for you and proud of you. And good luck, and let's go bring
yes,
back some hardware.
We will be giving you much love from here.
Let's
we'll be following
it.
You, buddy.
Let's do it. Go Team USA.
There you
all
go.
Right, all
we,
right.
By the way, we need some of that swag, too.
Yeah.
Team USA stuff.
You get some
That's,
stuff.
Man, you know,
some of it.
Just travel safely, buddy, and do your best over there. Stay safe and healthy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.